That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you transcribed by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. At their meeting yesterday, the stockholders voted to reopen Mountain View Inn over the strenuous objections of the promoters. And they also appointed Lum as manager. Well, Lum went the stockholders one better by offering to put up $1,000 if he and Abner weren't able to keep the hotel open for 3 months. After accepting his new job, Lum made a deal with Grandpappy Spears to operate the Jotham Down store for them during the summer. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. How about it, friends? Did you get a good start this morning, or did you begin the day nervous and irritable because you couldn't sleep last night? Well, almost all of us are subject at times to tenseness and overwrought nerves, which can keep us tossing and turning when we should be getting our restful sleep. So here's a friendly suggestion for you. Write this name on a piece of paper, Miles Nervine. That's spelled N-E-R-V-I-N-E. Then ask your druggist for Miles Nervine next time you're in his store. You see, Miles Nervine is an effective yet mild sedative which can help relax nervous tension and soothe overwrought nerves. It comes in two forms, effervescent tablets priced at 35 and 75 cents, and liquid Nervine costing 25 cents and $1. Miles Nervine is guaranteed to satisfy you or your money back. Caution, use only as directed. Remember, always keep Miles Nervine in your medicine cabinet. Then you'll be prepared should nervous tension threaten to spoil your sleep and your disposition next day. Be sure, though, you ask for genuine Miles Nervine at all drugstores. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the lobby of the Mountain View Inn. He's talking on the telephone. Listen.
Why, yes, Miss Pomeroy, we ain't using nothing but Pine Ridge help here in the hotel. Well, I don't know, we've got 5 girls already hired to help in the dining room, but I reckon we can find a place for your Maudie, you owning stock in the hotel and all.
Hey, Long, come here a minute.
Wait just a minute, hold the receiver. Abner, for goodness sakes, quit bothering me while I'm talking on the telephone.
Well, hurry up and get done and come here a minute.
I'll be there directly. Hello. Why, we're getting the hotel in shape for the opening, and looks like the... can't get nothing did less than I'm standing right over them to show them how. How's that? Oh, well, she can start just quick as we get opened up. Sometime this week, I hope. Yeah, we're doing some painting around here now. We've got to wait till that dries. Well, we're paying the other than $3 a week in room and board. Yes, ma'am. All right, I'll put her name on the list and phone you whenever we're ready for her to start. All right. Mom? Oh, not at all. I'm just only proud to do it. Goodbye.
Mom, are you done talking yet?
Yeah, I'm coming. What is it you want? Do I have to tell you how to do everything?
No, I don't want you to tell me how to do nothing. Cedric's the one that's needing help.
Well, what's the matter with him?
Well, just look at him.
Oh, get to work, Cedric. We'll never get them floors painted just standing there.
He's going as far as he can there, Long.
Yeah, I've got it all painted except this little spot out here in the middle where I'm standing.
He can't stand there and paint where he's standing at, too, can he?
Well, swan to goodness. Well, what you ordered did was start at the fur end of the room and paint yourself back this way to the door.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't noticing what I was doing. I looked up just now, and here I was.
Yeah, reckon you could hold up 1 foot at a time and paint under it that way, Cedric?
No, trouble is, I wouldn't have no place to set my foot down after I painted under it.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Wait a minute. Let me study a little.
Yeah, study on that good.
See, right now, this is being the manager of a hotel is going to give me a lot of problems to figure out.
All right, Dogan, I've got an idea.
Abner, would you shut up?
Oh,
just geez. About had it all figured out, and then you hollered, and what was your idea?
Well, I was just thinking that, see that there electric light hanging right down over Cedric's head there? That's right over the spot. Maybe he could hang on to that and paint that place.
That's what I had figured out, too.
Oh.
Just reach up there and grab that chandelier and hold yourself off on the floor, and then you can paint that spot.
Yeah, that's a thing to do, Cedric.
Well, if I hang up there by my hands, I won't have nothing to hold the brush with to do the painting.
Oh, Dover, that's right. I hadn't thought about that. Well, I don't know what to do then.
One, we never will get things ready.
No, no.
Cedric, we ought to just make you stand out there till the paint dries.
He can't.
That's what we ought to do. It's ought to be a good lesson for you. Next time, you'll know to paint the spot in the middle first, and then you won't never get in that fix.
Wait a minute. I got another idea.
I don't want to hear it. What is it?
Well, I just going to say, why couldn't we take that long board over there in the hall that them paper hangers left here and lay it out there for Cedric? Then he could paint that spot and just walk right off on the board.
If you lay that board out there on that wet paint, it'll be just as bad as Cedric walking across it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, couldn't we get some blocks and set under both ends of the board? That'll hold it up off the floor.
Granny, you're taking the words right out of my mouth.
Oh, yeah, good for me.
Hey, there's some blocks, the very thing, right, John?
Yeah. Now, we'll get you all there in a minute, Cedric. Just stay where you're at there.
I reckon I'll have to. I can't leave.
Yeah, here, Lum.
Wait a minute. Come back here, Abner. Don't walk right out on that brace band.
Oh, for goodness sake. I'm just fixing that care of the board right out there.
Look on your shoes. You're tracking it all over this floor.
I can't get both my feet off the floor at the same time. I ought to have took my shoes off before I walked out there.
Yeah, you oughtn't have walked out there.
No.
Now, we can both take hold of this end of the board and reach it out there to him.
It's going to be kind of hard to handle, I'm afraid, Lum.
All right, Cedric, we've got this thing figured out now. We'll reach this board out there to you, and you grab the end of it.
Yeah, here she comes now, Cedric.
Look out, Abner. Don't wobble it that away. You'll break that chandelier.
Now, grab it, Cedric.
Oh, I can't grab it. I've got the paint bucket in one hand and the brush in the other.
Well, do something. This thing's getting heavy.
Set the bucket down. No, don't do that.
No, don't set it down.
Put the brush in the bucket and hold the handle of the bucket in your mouth. Yeah, now, that's the time.
Hey, doggy, Cedric, you put me in mind of that big old shepherd dog, Ezra Seastrong, carrying Ezra's dinner bucket backwards and forwards from work.
Now, let's not get tickled and wrapped this thing.
Oh, look at
here
it.
We go.
Catch hold of it now, Cedric, next time it comes by you.
Well, I can't reach it. The board ain't long enough.
Well, bend over as far as you can. Then you can reach it.
Yeah, mind out talking with that bucket in your mouth. You'll drop that.
Yeah, don't do that, Cedric, for goodness sakes. Now, grab it now when it comes by you. Bend over.
That's the stuff. Now you got it.
Yeah, now you can straighten up, Cedric.
Wait a minute. Quit that pulling. You'll have us both right out there in that fresh paint.
Don't pull on him.
Maybe I can lean out as far as I can, and it'll reach to him all right.
I don't believe it's long enough, Lum.
Yes, it is. Now, you get in behind me, Abner, and hold on to my belt.
Your belt?
Yeah, get a good hold now, and don't turn loose, or I'll sprawl right out in the middle of there on my face.
All right. Lean out. I've got you now.
Take it easy.
Now, how's that now, Cedric?
Well, it's all right. It reaches fine now.
Well, set your end down on the blocks, then. Hurry.
Well, I ain't got no blocks.
Cedric, huh?
Swan, do goodness, Abner. You've got to give him the blocks first.
Well, wait just a minute, Cedric. I'll toss them out there.
Hey, wait a minute, Abner. Don't turn loose of my belt.
I got you.
This thing ain't going to work.
I can't hold on to you and get the blocks at the same time. I know that.
Well, if you had them, you couldn't give them to Cedric. He's got his hands and mouth both full.
Well, what are we going to do, Lum?
Well, I can't wait here till we decide. We may as well pull the board back.
Pull it back?
Yeah, lean forwards again.
Huh?
Cedric, lean forwards where I can straighten up. Now, come around here now, Abner.
You all right? On your feet now.
All right, Cedric, you can turn loose of it now.
Well, now, we're right back where we started at.
Yeah. Cedric, you're a nuisance.
I'll say you.
It ain't six of one thing, it's half a dozen of another.
Well, I dog it, I don't know how we're going to... Uh-oh. Weren't that the hotel ring?
Yeah, just hold on. I'll go answer it.
Well, you don't have to go in there. There's a phone right here, right over there.
Anyway, forget about that.
It's on that phone. Rung itself off in the wall today.
Well, what about me? You ain't going to leave me out here in the middle of the floor, are you?
I reckon we'll have to, Cedric. I don't see no way to get you out of there right now.
Just paint that spot in the middle and walk right out, Cedric. I'll tend to it when I get on talking
Well,
here.
That's going
to
leave his tracks in that fresh paint there, Lum.
Hello, this is the Mountain View Inn. Lum Edwards, manager-in-chief, doing the talking. Who? Oh, well, howdy, Luke. How's that? Well, yeah, we're hiring some help. Was you looking for work? Oh, for your wife, huh? Well, we've already hired the Widder Abernathy for the cook, Luke. Reckon how your woman would like the job of making up the beds and cleaning the rooms. Well, I don't know, about $4 a week and room and board, I reckon. Why, yes, I reckon it'd be all right for you to stay here, too. Uh-huh. Well, you talk it over with her, and if it's satisfaction, why, let me know. All right, Luke. Not at all. Goodbye. Well, there's another room rented.
Well, Lum, what's your idea in telling everybody you give them room and board along with the job, Burr?
Well, I'm getting business for the hotel.
Well, these folks that's working for us ain't customers. We can't make no money out of them.
Abner, you don't look no further than the end of your nose.
I don't.
Their money's as good as anybody else's.
Yeah.
You see, what I'm doing, I'm hiring them for about half of what we'd ordinarily have to pay by giving them the room, and that's just the same as renting.
Well, you're going to have all the rooms filled up with them that's working for us. You've got half a Pine Ridge hard now.
Well, if we can get enough rooms rented to our hard help, we won't need no customers.
Oh.
Now, you take Luke Spears' woman. Ordinary, we'd have to pay her $8 a week. But I offered her $4 and a room. There's $4 a week clean profit right there.
Well, it might work out. It just don't sound right to me. But I guess you
I got it all painted, but I left them tracks when I walked out there.
Yeah, I see you did.
Well, that's all right. Hand me that paint bucket, number H. I'll paint out them tracks before they dry.
Oh.
Now, this ought to be a lesson to you, Cedric. Next time, look ahead. Look before you leap, as the old Eddard saying goes. Figure out where you're going to wind up at before you start.
Well, Lom,
you've got to study things out.
Well, what are you doing there, Lom?
I'm painting these tracks out as I come to them. No, Sir Cedric, if you'll notice them that's made a success out of themselves, like me, all us figure out things in advance.
Well, Lom, if I
do not... quit interrupting me. I'm trying to learn Cedric a lesson.
Excuse me?
Next time you open your mouth, I'm going to cram this paintbrush in.
Uh-oh.
No, Cedric, I always know exact where I'm going to wind at.
Well, look where you're winding up at now, right back there out there in the middle where Cedric...
Yes, sir. Just follow Lum's advice and you'll always wind up, well, right where Lum is now. So be sure to join us again in our next regular transcribed visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, have you ever come home late for dinner so all-fired hungry that you ate everything in sight? Well, I think that happens to most of us every now and then. And usually we pay for that unwise eating with a miserable, upset, acid stomach. So next time, remember this. Call on Alka-Seltzer for the extra-fast, pleasant relief it can bring. And to make sure you always have plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand when you need it most, always buy two packages from your druggist instead of one. You'll find that Alka-Seltzer offers extra effective, extra welcome relief because its alkalizing properties help reduce excess gastric acidity and also ease an upset stomach. Now, you can expect extra fast relief, too, because Alka-Seltzer is dissolved and ready to go right to work when you drink it. Alka-Seltzer is extra pleasant to take as well, because it's so refreshing to take. Now, with all Alka-Seltzer's extra values and extra benefits, why delay? Buy an extra package from your druggist. Ask him for 2 60-cent packages instead of one. Remember, an extra package always handy can help you keep on feeling dandy.